KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 68 degrees. We look for a chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, skies will gradually become partly cloudy. We'll have a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And again, there is a strong to severe risk of storms this afternoon and late into the evening hours. The severe threats will include large hail, damaging winds, and even a few tornadoes isolated. The greatest threat, though, appears to be in northwest Iowa. In state news, Republican Congressman Steve King has taken to Twitter to lash out at critics of his recent comments on abortion, and he's sending fundraising emails about the uproar. King backs an abortion ban that does not include exceptions for rape and incest. On Wednesday, he mused out loud that, given the pillaging of centuries past, there might not be any population of the world left if all the products of rape and incest were removed from family trees. Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman says the party platform opposes all abortion and aligns with King's policy position, but King's line of reasoning was offensive.
It's the implications and how he put that in terms of where our populations come from.
The Iowa GOP's chairman says the party is neutral in the primary and it's up to the voters in the 4th Congressional District to decide.
It is not up to the chair of the party to determine who should or shouldn't be in Congress. The 4th district is going to determine, what they think of the congressman and what they don't think of the congressman.
Liz Cheney, the top-ranking woman among Republicans of the U.S. House, called on King to resign this week. King on Twitter is demanding an apology from Cheney. King has also tweeted at several of the Democratic presidential candidates who condemned his remarks. King accused Cory Booker of supporting the killing of little black babies, and he tweeted at Joe Biden saying, quote, "Don't look now, but Elizabeth Warren just passed you up in Iowa." In area news, Dr. Gary and Karen Schultes will be inducted into the Iowa 4-H Hall of Fame tomorrow at the Iowa State Fair. According to Who's Your Iowa Farmer on Facebook, the Kansas transplants have dedicated their time and talents to the Adair County community since making Iowa their home. The couple have volunteered with the 4-H program for over 17 years. Karen Schultes, a family and consumer science teacher at Nottoway Valley Community School District, grew up as a member of the Hawk Husky Healthy Helpers 4-H Club and then continued her 4-H career with Collegiate 4-H at Kansas State University. Exhibiting at the county fair, whether with cooking, sewing, home improvement, or photography projects, she was always a summer highlight for her. Karen has judged county fairs in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa, as well as evaluated exhibits at the Iowa State Fair. Locally, she continues to apply the leadership and organization skills she first developed as a 4-H'er by serving as Adair County 4-H and FFA Center Static Exhibits Superintendent. A 12-year member of the County Extension Council, Karen Schultes is an advocate of strong educational programming for youth development, agriculture, families, and communities. Dr. Gary Schultes, a veterinarian, was never a 4-H member, but that hasn't stopped him from being an enthusiastic supporter of the program. In the middle of winter, his clinic provides a dry, warm spot to perform the required retinal imaging of market calves 4-H'ers plan to exhibit at the Iowa State Fair. Gary has donated supplies to help 4-H members master the knowledge and skills required for YQCA, that's Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. In addition to providing treatment to animals belonging to 4-H'ers, Dr. Schultes instructs young people on preventative care of livestock, whether as individual clients or through day camps and workshops. Like his wife Karen, Gary is a proponent of youth development. He volunteers with the Boy Scout program as well as 4-H in the county fair. And as a leader at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, he advocates for Christian education programs for all ages. His vet clinic serves as a worksite for many high school students, hosting school programs designed to provide hands-on experience for teens exploring career options. The Adair County Veterinary Clinic is also a sponsor of Ag for All, which helps to provide agriculture literacy experiences across the entire age span. Gary and Karen Schultes are parents to three adult children, Katrina, Ben, and Landon. If you plan to be at the Iowa State Fair tomorrow, August 18th, be sure to stop by the 4-H Exhibits building. Take time to recognize and congratulate all the new inductees into the Iowa 4-H Hall of Fame, including Adair County's Dr. Gary and Karen Schultes. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 42-year-old Jamin Ryan Walters of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 1:30 Friday morning for domestic abuse assault first offense causing bodily injury. He was taken into custody after deputies responded to a reported physical disturbance between a man and a woman at a residence in the 25,000 block of Highway 92. Walters was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. At around 8:45 a.m. Thursday, a deputy was called to the area of 275th Street and Cottonwood Road near Traynor for a reported incident of illegal dumping. Following an investigation, 31-year-old Victoria Jolie Hopkinson was arrested for driving while suspended or revoked. A traffic stop just before 9 p.m. Thursday on an SUV in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 20-year-old Kylie Christine Gerhardt for driving while barred, habitual offender. Thursday evening, a traffic stop on a vehicle following too closely on eastbound Interstate 80 near mile marker 20 resulted in the driver, 25-year-old Billy Ray McGuire, being arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana, first offense. And an inmate at the Pott County Jail was charged Thursday afternoon with criminal mischief in the fourth degree for allegedly breaking a sprinkler head inside the jail. The damage was estimated to be between $300 and $700. 32-year-old Joshua Robert Rao was charged and returned to his cell, where he was being held on a burglary and a third-degree charge, vehicle-related. An Omaha police helicopter crashed at the Blair Airport yesterday, where that aircraft is based. Omaha Deputy Police Chief Kerry Newman said two pilots on board suffered minor injuries, but they were taken to a hospital to be checked out. They were identified as Matt Boffman and Brian Yaghaupfam. The crash cause was under investigation. The heavily damaged aircraft ended up lying on one side with its tail rotor missing on a stretch of concrete. The crash leaves the Omaha Police Force with just one helicopter to deploy. Police moved the two helicopters to the Blair Airport last month. Democrat presidential candidate John Delaney will campaign in Iowa from the 20th to the 21st of August. Candidate Delaney will be meeting with Audubon County Democrats in Exira on Tuesday for a picnic and policy session that's open to the public. His schedule calls for him to hold the event from 5 until 6 p.m. in Exira at Legion Park. Later that same evening, candidate Delaney will meet with Cass County Democrats at their monthly meeting in the basement of the Cass County Courthouse. The event runs from 7 until 8 p.m. and is also open to the public. The Cass County Auditor's Office is reminding persons who wish to run for school board or city office in Cass County that Monday, August 26th, is the first day to file nomination papers for those offices. Remember, too, that you file papers for city offices with the county auditor. All papers for school offices are filed with your respective school district. The list of offices for both city and school positions can be found in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Democratic presidential candidates will descend on Iowa next week to do something that Native Americans say doesn't happen enough, and that is court their vote. At least seven White House hopefuls have said they'll attend a forum in Sioux City on Monday and Tuesday, named for longtime Native American activist Frank Lemire, who died in June. Tribal leaders and citizens will talk with candidates about issues including health care, education, and violence against Native women. Several candidates attending the forum, including Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Marianne Williamson, have issued platforms dedicated to the needs of indigenous people. Richard Whitmer is a political scientist at Creighton University who specializes in American Indian politics and policy. He says the Native American vote can swing a close national election. And finally, in state news, a convoy of olive drab painted Jeeps, trucks, and other historic military vehicles will make its way across Iowa next week, part of a journey that's taking the collection of privately owned restored vehicles coast to coast. Jan Gammon, the Lincoln Highway Heritage Byway Coordinator for the Prairie Rivers of Iowa, says there should be about 60 vehicles in all making the long trek from the East Coast to California.
People are welcome to line the Lincoln Highway and wave at people as they go by, or if they're stopped in your community for a lunch break or overnight or whatever, the public's welcome to come up and look at the vehicles and talk to people on the convoy.
Yeah, this was a recreation of a 1919 convoy that first drove from Washington, D.C. to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and then followed the Lincoln Highway all the way to San Francisco. It was the brainstorm of Henry Osterman, the first field secretary of the Lincoln Highway Association, who led convoys along the East Coast during World War I.
Just after the war was over, he had this idea to test the nation's roadways. Since he was involved with the Lincoln Highway, he suggested that they take military vehicles across the nation using the Lincoln Highway. So that's what they did. They started at the south lawn of the White House and then headed to Gettysburg.
The 100th anniversary convoy is a project of the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. A century ago, the original transcontinental convoy included some 285 enlisted men and 24 officers, including a certain ambitious lieutenant colonel.
The first military vehicle convoy had Dwight Eisenhower on it, and he later became president and then signed in the Interstate Act to create the interstate system. So that's kind of interesting.
The convoy is scheduled to cross the Mississippi River into Iowa on August 22nd, passing through Clinton, with overnight stays planned in DeWitt, Marshalltown, and Denison. There should also be stops in Loudoun, Marion, Belle Plaine, the Tama Lincoln Highway Bridge, Nevada during the Lincoln Highway Days Parade, Boone, Jefferson, Woodbine, and Missouri Valley or Crescent. The convoy is expected to pass through Council Bluffs on August 25th. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.